السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today for our class, we will continue where we left off from our previous lesson, starting from ayah number 67. And today's lesson is going to be until ayah number 68. So today we will just begin first with the recitation of these verses, and then inshallah we will move on to the theory and then analysis of these verses. So starting first with the recitation from ayah number 67.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين قل يا أهل الكتاب لستم على شيء حتى تقيموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليكم من ربكم وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا فلا تأس على القوم الكافرين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 67 to ayah number 68. So let's move on to the analysis and the theory. So for the theory part of our class, we were covering the topic of mudud, and then in the last class we finished the two different types of mad fari'i, the 4-count mad or 5-count mad. One of them was mad wajib muttasil and the other was mad ja'iz munfasil. Recall that all of these mudud that we are doing are bi sabab al hamza, meaning that they are a 4 to 5 lengthening count caused because of a hamza, meaning that the letter after the mad is a hamza, and this is what is causing this mad to be longer than 2 counts. So for mad wajib muttasil, we learned that it is a mad and a hamza in one word, and then we learned that it is wajib, it is fard to recite this a full 4 to 5 counts in every single recitation. You cannot make it any shorter than this. And then we covered mad ja'iz munfasil. This is going to be ja'iz, meaning that it is allowed in certain recitations to make this less than 4 to 5 counts. In some recitations, you are allowed to make this 2 counts. As we learned in the recitation of Hafsan Asim, which is the one that we are studying, we will continue to recite for 4 to 5, but this also can explain why sometimes when you may hear a sheikh, he will read this for a 2-count mad. He does not pull it for the full 4 to 5 counts, and the reason for this is that because it is ja'iz, it is not a wajib mad, it is not obligatory to make this a full 4 to 5 vowel count mad. It is also known as mad ja'iz al-munfasil because it is fasala, it is separated. The mad and the hamza are in 2 separate words. So we see in one word it is ending with a mad letter, alif, waw, or ya mad. And then we'll see that the next word starts with a hamza. So they are not joined together. Like muttasil from the word wasala means that they are joined. The hamza and the mad are joined within one word. Munfasil from the word fasala means that they are separated, meaning that they are separate words, the mad and the hamza are not in the same word together. Now, we also covered an important note about Mad Munfasil. We learned there are two different words that normally in the Quran are written together and they appear as if it is one word, but they are two separate words. The first one that we covered was the word Ya, which is a harf nida, meaning to call. So when we say Ya, this means oh, it is a form of calling someone, of getting someone's attention. We have seen this phrase a lot, such as when we say Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, Ya ayyuhannas. So in all of these cases, we are saying Ya ayyuha, oh yuhu. Ya is oh, ayyuha is yuhu. So here we have ya, which means oh, it is a separate word. But when you see on the text of the Quran, it is written together. Ya ayyuha looks like it is one word, even though it is two separate words. So this one here is going to be mad munfasil. It is mad jaiz munfasil. Although it does appear as if it is one word, ya is its separate word, and we will have to keep in mind that this is mad munfasil. So here you may hear that a sheikh is reciting this only for two vowel counts. Ya ayyuhannas. You may hear that where he only says it for two. Ya ulil albab. He is only reciting it for two vowel counts. And you may have this question that here this looks like mad muttasil. It looks like mad wajib. Why is he only reciting for two? And the reason for this is that it is actually munfasil. Ya is its own separate word. Therefore, it is fasala. It is disconnected from the next word. The mad and the hamza do not appear within the same word. Another one that we looked about was the ha. This is harf tanbih, meaning that it is this one. Ha means this one. So for example, in the word ha antum, like this one, or here, you are the ones who, ha ula'i, these are the ones who. So ha is also a separate word, but it appears as if it is one word. So when we have the word ha antum, it may appear as if ha antum is one word. But ha is a separate word and antum is a separate word. So these two are also going to be mad munfasil, meaning that you may hear that a sheikh recites them only for two counts. Ha antum, ha ula'i. He again recites it only for two counts. And the reason for this is that it is mad munfasil. So we covered this in the last class as well. These were the two, not exceptions, but just something to keep an eye out for, because it is a little bit confusing. But ya and ha are going to be mad munfasil. And then also just something to keep in mind is that for both of these mudud, they are going to be either four or five counts. Again, like we covered, for certain types of recitation, you will do four counts. So if you do have a recitation that is a little bit faster, then your count might be four. And if you recite a little bit slower, then your count might be closer to five. So you can pick one, you can do either four or five. The count is almost about the same, but just depending on your speed of recitation, whatever you are comfortable with, you can pick one, either four or five. The only rule is that once you have picked one, you have to remain consistent throughout your recitation. So once I have said Bismillah and I start reciting, then if I have picked four count meds for all of my mudud, then I must do four counts. And if I have picked a five count meds, then for all of my mudud, I must do five counts. So this is the only rule. You can pick four or five. Just make sure that you are consistent and you're not switching between. Make sure that there is consistency between all of your mudud. And both of these are the same amount of lengthening. One is not longer than the other. So we can't say that munfasil is longer than muttasil, or muttasil, because it is wajib, is longer than munfasil. They are both the same, especially in hafs and asan. The recitation that we are doing, we are going to continue reading munfasil as four to five counts as well. We will not recite this as a two count med, because this is not going with the recitation that we are practicing here. So this was a quick review about mad munfasil and mad muttasil. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the next type of mad. So the next type of mad is known as mad al-badal. Mad al-badal. Badal means to switch. So this is also a type of mad that is bisabab al-hamza. It is caused because of a hamza. So we have a mad and a hamza. Now, something that is different about mad badal and the mad that we did previously, the ones that we did before, remember there is a mad and then there is a hamza. For mad badal, badal means to switch. So we are switching this. instead of having the med first and then the hamza will come first. And then the next letter is going to be a med letter. So we have hamza and then an alif. Or we have hamza and then a waw. Or we have hamza and then a ya. So this is med badal. Badal because it is switched. The hamza and the med are switched. Normally, when we have a 4-5 count med, we see that there is that med and then the next letter is hamza, as we did for both of these. Med munfasil and med muttasil, and also sila sughra as well. We saw that there was a med and the next letter was hamza. So because of this hamza, there was that lengthening. For med badal, it is different, because the hamza comes before the med. So there's going to be hamza and then alif, waw, or ya, med. Med badal can occur in the beginning, the middle, or the end of the word. So you can find it in beginning, middle, and end of the word. Unlike med sila al-kubra, that one only appears in the end of a word. And then med jaiz munfasil only appears in the end of the word, and then wajib muttasil only appears in the middle of the word. So all of these have specific spots where they can occur, either in the end or in the middle of a word. But for mad badal, it can occur anywhere. It can be in the beginning, it can be in the middle, and it can be in the end. Now for mad badal, it is going to be lengthened for two vowel counts. So even though it is known as a med بسبب الهمزة, that it is a med because of a hamza, it is there. It is also going to be a two-count med. Okay, so for med badal, you will not see that it is longer than two counts. So this is going to be like any other med asli. The reason why it is not under med asli is because it is not a natural med. Because of this hamza, we have this med here. So it is not a natural med. This is why we will not include it with the other two count med. We will not include it with med asli because it is not med asli. It is med fari'i. Med fari'i meaning that it is influenced by a hamza or a sukun. So even though the med here is not 4-5 counts, it is still going to be considered med fari'i because there is a hamza affecting this two count med. Now let's look at some examples of med badal. So for example, a very famous one is the word amanu. Amanu. Now, if you see the way that this is written in the Quran, we have a hamza, then we have an alif, and then we have meem, noon, waw. Hamza, alif, meem, noon, waw. And the alif here does not have anything on top. It is that alif that is used for lengthening. It is alif maddiya. So here we have a med. We have a two-count med. But the hamza is coming before the alif. So when you see how it is written, instead of having alif hamza, it is hamza alif. Amanu. Hamza and then alif. Hamza comes before the med. In another example, we have the word utu. So again, in this example, we see the hamza comes, u, and then we have the waw med. In the word imanin, hamza comes first and then the ya comes. Imanin. In the word al-Qur'ana, al-Qur'ana, we have hamza, al-Qur, and then we have hamza, and then we have an alif. Qur'ana, hamza, and then alif. So here it is badal because the hamza and the alif are switched. Normally, by all the mudud that we have studied so far, the hamza always comes after. But for mad badal, it is badala. It is switched. Hamza and the alif are switched. Or hamza and the waw and the ya are switched. So here we have hamza coming before, and then we have the mad that is alif mad or waw mad or ya mad. Let's look at a few more examples. The word yura'una. So here in una, we have hamza and then we have waw mad. Al-khati'ina, in khati'ina, we have hamza and then we have the ya mad. Ra'a, we have hamza and then we have alif mad. Waja'u, here we have hamza with a dhamma and then we have waw mad. Aba'i, here we have a, hamza with an alif. And then aba'i, again we have hamza with a ya. So this is going to be mad badal. This one is pretty simple because anytime you see mad badal, you know that it is already going to be two vowel counts. I see there is that sign of mad, there's the ya, that wow, and that alif with no harakat on top. So I know that this is going to be a med. I know it is a two count med. I don't see that squiggly sign of med either. So I know I will not pull for four. So this one is pretty simple. The reason why we are covering med bedil is because there are going to be a few special cases in the Quran that we have to cover. So it is med bedil, but it is recited a different way. So inshallah, we'll cover this in the next class. The special cases of med bedil, all of these are very important. There are four that are found in the Quran. Inshallah, we will look at each one of these exceptions and then we will try to mark them in our Qurans or mark down these ayat. So when we get to these verses, we know how to recite this properly. We know how to say this specific type of mad badal properly. So we'll cover that in the next class, the special cases. But for now, just keep in mind, mad badal is when we have a hamza and then we have the mad letter. And this is going to be in the beginning, middle, or end of the word. And it's going to be lengthened for two counts. So again, you don't have to memorize anything because naturally we already lengthen when we see alif, waw, or ya, med. We already will naturally lengthen for two vowel counts. So that was mad badal. Again, like I mentioned in the next class, we will come back to this and then we will cover the special cases of mad badal, the words that are recited a little bit differently. And that one's going to be a little bit of a fun topic, inshallah. Let's go ahead and move on to ayah number 67 to do our analysis. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So here in ayah number 67, ya ayyuhar rasul. Here I see right away that there is that alif med. This is a four count med. And I see that squiggly sign of med, so I know I will pull this for four counts. Now, as we just covered, ya is its own separate word. So even though this word appears as if it is one word, ya ayyuha looks like one word. Ya is a separate word and ayyuha is a separate word. So this is going to be madja'iz munfasil. So you may hear in certain recitations, the sheikh recites this as a two count med. Ya ayyuha. So he only recites this as a two count med. Because we are doing hafs and asim again, we will do this a full 4 to 5 counts. But just for our information, we know now that this is the reason why sometimes this type of med is two counts because it is madja'iz. Ya ayyuhar rasul, ra here is going to be heavy. Balligh, ghain is heavy. Ma unzila, this is going to be a four count med. And it is madja'iz munfasil because they are separated. They are not within the same word. We have the med and then we have the next word has hamza. So it is not the same word. Ilayka min rabbik, ra in this case is heavy. Wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata. So here we are going to be a little bit careful with our tawassut. Remember that tawassut letters are lin umar. When we have any of these letters with sukun, we will rest on them for a little bit. Wa il, so rest on this lam. Lam, rest on this meem. Taf'al, rest on this lam. Fama ballaghta, and then ghain here is going to be heavy. Risalata, ra is light. And then here at the ha, make sure you give it a little bit of hams, a little bit of air. Risalata. And this is going to be from close to the chest. Wallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Ya'asimuka, sad is going to be heavy. Minan nas, inna allaha, name of Allah here is heavy. La yahdil qawma al-kafirin, qaf is heavy. And then ra in kafirin is light. Qul ya ahla, again, we have that same word, ya. And even though this appears as if it is one word, ya ahla looks like one word, we know that ya is its own separate word, and ahla is its own separate word. So this is going to be med, ja is munfasil. Again, you might hear that a sheikh recites this only for two counts, and now we know the reason is because this is actually med, ja is. Ya ahla al-kitabi, lastum ala shay'in hatta tuqimu at-tawrah. Lastum, meem is going to have tawassut, so rest on this for a little bit. Ala, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Shay'in hatta, ha is also from the middle of the throat. Tuqimu, qaf is heavy. At-tawrata, ra is going to be heavy. Wal injil, wama, this is a four count med, and it is also madja is munfasil. They are disconnected. They are not within that same word. One word ends in the med, and the next word starts with hamza. So this is madja'iz munfasil from the word fasala, meaning disconnected. Ilaykum min rabbikum, ra in this case is going to be heavy, and then ميم has a توسد. So we are just going to rest on this for a second. وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ. And then here with the noon, there is a shadda. So rest on this and give it some غُنَّة. وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ. Make sure that you bring it up into the nose. كَثِيرًا. Ra is going to be heavy. مِنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ. This is مَدْ جَائِز مُنْفَصِل. It is a 4-5 count مَدْ. إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Ra is going to be heavy. طُغْيَانًا. Ta is heavy and ghain is heavy. Wa kufra, ra in this case is heavy. This is a 2-count madd al-iwad, as we covered. When we have 2 fathas and we stop on the end of a word that has these 2 fathas, we will turn this into a 2-count alif mad. So kufran, if I am continuing, wa kufran fala, but because I am stopping, I will make this a 2-count madd al-iwad. Wa kufra, 2-count alif mad. Fala ta'sa. Hamza here is going to have a little bit of that jerkiness. It is a letter that has jahr, meaning the sound abruptly stops when we give it a sukun. So have a little bit of that jerk from the throat. Ta'sa ala al-qawm al-qaf is going to be heavy. Qawm al-kafirin. And then ra in this case is going to be light. So this is our lesson for this week. Ayah 67 to 68. Inshallah, we will stop here and move on to the next portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته